Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Peanut butter on your thighs so everyone will know.
Big party show. Back hair will grow. Number one, make it so. Big party show. Big party show. Big party show.
Weekdays from 5 to 10. It's the Big Party Morning Show. Only on Channel 94.1.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
All right, good morning, T. It's Wednesday. It's actually the first day of February already.
Rabbit.
Yeah. That was fast.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
Yeah. And now comes the shortest month that feels like it lasts like a year.
Yeah, and you put it like that, it does. Yeah, I didn't even know that until...
There's something about February. It really is. There's something about it where you're like, why is this still happening? The shortest month in the whole year.
Yeah, it's because March, you know, it's so much to look forward to. It's when we actually see the really good warm stuff. We got St. Patty's Day and all that fun stuff.
Spring starts.
Well, yeah. It's 40s this weekend.
Yeah, I know,
that's
man.
That's nice. That's
almost
a good...
50. Almost man, a 50
good
on
good
Monday.
Start. That's going to feel ridiculous. Well, today's supposed to be 30 compared to yesterday.
That'll be a little
sauna. That'll be balmy. So.
Yeah, it will. All right.
Who will be out wearing shorts?
There'll be a lot of people. It's funny, Jeff, you go to a place like Vegas and it's 70 and everyone's dressed up. The locals there are dressed up as if it's 30 degrees.
Yeah, you know, puffer coats. So, yeah. You're like, what is wrong with you? Yeah.
Isn't that for the fashion, though, too?
It could be.
Like, that would suck to live in California and never have the clothing option.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, we get 6 months to hide being fat.
Mm-hmm.
True.
You get the, that's probably why they're fit. They don't sit inside.
They can't hide.
Yeah. All right, we got what's trending coming up next. What's up, mama?
Saw this and thought of you guys immediately. Power Slap is coming to pay-per-view in March.
Is it? Okay.
The slap fight.
Oh, wow.
UFC fighting.
Sign us up. All right, we'll get to that next. Hang on.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1. Here's what's trending on the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
So city officials are praising police response for an active shooter situation that took place at the Target store out on West Center Road yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, it's way out on West Center, 178th West of Omaha. So, what a crazy deal. Yeah, a guy came in, I guess, firing some shots. Everybody ran out. I hate seeing all those interviews. Brings back a lot of memories.
They always say those things happen quick. So it was, what, 6 minutes?
Yeah, it was
from the 911 call to when it was over?
Yeah, it's amazing how fast they got out there. Because I seen video of on L Street, like on an industrial right there. It's probably like 120th. They show the cops flying. Pew, pew, pew. And that's still a little distance away.
I bet you every available police officer was showed
all
up.
Hands. Yeah.
Within the first hour. Like you'd see FBI guys.
All of them. All of them.
State police, Omaha police. So.
So swift response, you know, and they're crediting that for saving so many lives.
Omaha police had 2 incidents.
Yeah, they had the night before.
In what, 14 hours?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's like you see Schmatter on the news again.
Yeah. God, that thing. And they're interviewing some of the, you know, the workers. And I'm just, they've spoke many a times of, you know, going through drills, of active shooters so much that they it's like in their brain. And it, that's what they're saying. He said, is that a gunfire? I've never heard that before. And then all of a sudden, boom, they go instant mode of getting out. And then everyone was hiding. How terrifying for people.
Thankfully, no injuries, no fatalities. I mean, that's been the bright spot that comes out of this is that It sounds like as scary as obviously it is, nobody, died or was injured. So, my gosh, that's...
Well, the shooter.
Yeah, he's gonzo. It seems like he went in there with a mission just to get shot. Because that place is packed all the time. So, yeah, thank God nothing happened to the innocent bystanders and stuff. But, yeah.
Two of those Emperor Tamarin monkeys that were taken from the Dallas Zoo have been found.
Where?
In an abandoned house about 15 miles from the zoo. They found them in the closet. Somebody called in a tip. It's so cute. Like, they have a picture of one of the monkeys.
Yeah.
In the closet. And he's like sitting on, it looks like a fence, but it's, I don't know what, it must be a pretty big closet because it looks like a chain link fence.
That sounds like something young people would do, right? Yeah. If you're like aware of abandoned houses, right? Those are people that are like partying in an abandoned house.
Yeah.
And would be the people that went and grabbed these monkeys, right?
They have one guy, looks like he's in his 20s, they're looking for. They think that they just want to question him, see if he's the guy who hit him in the
How closets. How do you get it? How are you able to get your hands on a monkey without it biting you? And, isn't there a fence there? How the hell do you get a monkey?
God, they must be somewhat like real friendly. Maybe those are the type of monkeys they take places, or something. It's weird.
Yeah, like ambassador animals where they're like, hey, friend. You're like, oh, no, this is not a friend.
They're not big monkeys either from what I saw. They're little.
Yeah.
They're littler than I imagined, when we were talking about it yesterday.
They're mostly tail. Tail and mustache.
Yeah, tail and mustache.
The body of him's like kind of tiny, but like you see this guy and he's like got this awesome stash.
I think this is like a problem zoo. They've had multiple incidents.
Yeah, the zoo is under investigation now because this has been a lot.
Leopard.
Mm-hmm. There's some got a leopard even. Wow.
A bunch of animals have been incidents where they got out and they find somebody like cut the fence.
Okay, and let them out. And then took them.
Yeah, for whatever reason, Dallas Zoo is apparently the place where people who want to get their hands on some exotic animals
is the place,
like to go shopping. Yeah, so they've beefed up security down there. Whoever took the monkeys like cut through the fence to get in there. But yeah, they're on the lookout for the guys. But the monkeys are back.
Remember that lady that jumped the fence at the zoo and tried to go pet a tiger?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think she lost her finger. People don't do that.
Yeah.
God. Wild animals. Wasn't it during a holiday? Was it like Christmas or something?
Something like that, Jeff. Yeah. It was something like that. Yeah, stuck her hand right in a cage, tried to pet it. They should be drinking and stuff like that. It was late at night, but still.
Woman
like,
hit by tiger.
Yeah. God.
Yeah, there's the story.
Yeah.
Wonder what happened to old Jackie. They identify her.
Jackie.
Well, the crazy thing was she snuck into the zoo after hours.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that's the other
with
deal.
Someone.
Like, how the hell do you get into the zoo after hours?
Oh, God.
And then got her hand bit by a tiger.
There must have, you know what it was?
And the tiger only had three legs. So the whole story just got better and better. I wonder what happened to old Jackie. She was kind of a crazy hottie.
Yes, she was. Full of energy.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they had her all over the news. Yeah, you guys know Jackie. Give us a call. All right. So I believe what it was during renovation type deal, and that bottom area was closed. And I think she was able just to hop over that wall. It seems like she was with somebody, and the guy said something like, it was crazy. She hopped over the wall like a cheetah. Next thing you know, she's in there petting a three-legged tiger. Three legs, huh?
I don't know. Don't do it.
That tiger's like, I just wanted to have a snack.
Oh,
I wonder if should we probably have that tiger still?
Oh, for sure.
Over that three-legged Malayan tiger named Mai.
Mai, the three-legged tiger. I'm sure we do.
Because it now has a taste for blondes.
Steady diet.
What a story, though, at any party. I mean, she lost something on her. She lost a digit.
2015.
I mean, you don't have to wait for someone to ask what happened to your hand. You just bring it up. Hey, I petted a tiger once.
Just to let you know.
I couldn't help noticing you have a claw on your right paw.
Funny story.
On your right stub.
There's a story behind it.
Yeah, there is.
I'm like, okay. Slap fighting.
Ooh.
The power slap is a hot new trend. It came to TBS right after the first of the year, and now it's going to make its pay-per-view debut March 11th. It's going to be the first crowning event.
Really? Okay.
UFC Apex in Las Vegas. So the Power Slap's first ever champions will be crowned at the pay-per-view event. They've got four categories: heavyweight, light heavyweight, middleweight, and welterweight.
You know, it seems a little bold, though, to right out of the gate take your sport that, like, no one's really into yet and hide it behind the paywall.
Except for, like, six people. The thing about it, you guys, is that...
I mean, don't you feel like a despicable person if you admit at work you paid for that?
Yeah, I would never pay for that. I don't know.
You know, because I think it's doing, like, permanent damage to these people, like brain damage.
That's what I was going to say, because everyone that walks out of that, both of the contestants, go out with swollen faces and you know, handprints. It's not like a boxing match where one guy generally looks beat down, the other guy's like, hey, I'm just sweaty and tired. They're both going to be
Well, they also
looking
have gloves
punished.
And boxing.
I know. This
these
is,
people are taking,
this is
like
chalk a, up in a hand.
Oh, my, open hand slap. Oh, my god!
Right to the side of your face. And they let the ladies do it, too.
I don't like that.
Listen.
Well.
Ladies can hit, too.
Like, yeah.
I don't like my ladies being slapped.
Ladies slapping other ladies?
No, I don't.
Well, but they're up for it.
You've seen some of the videos, right, Molly?
Yes. And okay. It's jarring.
Yeah.
Unlike boxing, you're watching... And yeah, it's upsetting. Like you'll see people get hit, but it's sort of like that's the sport. This is just watching two people stand stoically
and then
chalk up and
smacking.
Just come. I mean, there's something really disturbing about it that I
well,
can't.
I would like to retool the sport. I mean, there's so many people on earth that we would love to slap.
Oh gosh, yes.
I mean, think of that Karen at the mall. Wouldn't you love to see her? Somebody chalk up.
We're talking without having to defend, you know, cover. Yeah, absolutely. Oh, Karen, if you're Karen, you get like the red card next to know you're in.
Yeah, it's like soccer. A ref runs up to you.
Out of the blue.
And you've been red carded. And it was like, oh, it's a red card. She'll be slapped.
Oh.
And you're kind of protesting like soccer players do. No, wait.
You got to put Karens versus Karens, though. You know, that would be great. No, but I don't like
women
being
slapped.
We
would have official slappers.
Oh, okay, so
official societal slappers.
What are the, I mean, these hands.
You know, it would be like a section if you got caught stealing something at Walmart.
Oh.
They have to go get Gary. He comes out, chalks up his hand, and slaps you.
Red card, once again.
You come home swollen. People are like, what happened? I was being a bitch.
I was such a jerk at Starbucks today.
I got slapped.
I was being really petty about my order.
Big chalky handprint on the side of your head.
Your face is red and swollen. Handprint. God.
I don't understand how these slaps can be that hard.
Oh, I mean, are you kidding me? There's two things happening. One, you're not defending yourself. Two, they're reaching back and hauling off.
I know. I think it's interesting that there's different categories. I mean,
well, there's different. It's like this isn't like a. You know what? I'm going to scold you for grabbing my butt. This is like pure hatred. I don't know where it comes from, Molly.
I mean, you see these guys' face, and it's like, oh my, like a slap did that
over and over.
Well, it's like their wrist doesn't even break.
Over, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, they hold it, so you're kind of like getting whacked by the arm.
Yeah. Red card.
Yeah, it'd be a nice story. Ooh, I saw somebody get slapped at Starbucks earlier.
Ooh.
It was weird. He was bitching.
He was bitching at the person at the counter. They went back and forth, and then one of those refs came running out of nowhere.
You're like, here it comes.
Red carded him. Slap justice.
Slap justice. I love it. All right, 938-9400. That's it. We're back.
listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
She snuck into the zoo and got bit by a tiger because that she was trying to pet. A three-legged tiger attack.
It was a Halloween night.
That's right. That's what it was.
Halloween night of 2015.
And she was with someone.
Yeah, she was with some dude. But everyone, she's very popular in the social scene. So if you know of her or know her, call us. We're just kind of curious where she's at, what she's doing. Because that was an insane story.
She got bit by an 18-year-old three-legged Malayan tiger down at the zoo.
Oh, buddy.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously the zoo wasn't real happy about it.
Oh, no.
No.
I don't even know how that even...
They're like, nah, that's frowned upon. Don't touch the animal.
For some reason, that's one of the...
I think it's ironic, though, that she bit a lady's... the tiger bit the woman's hand, and the tiger had lost her hand.
Yeah.
In a poacher's trap.
Is that what it was?
Buddy.
So it's kind of like revenge. The tiger man's sitting in there like, put that hand in here.
Panic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, there's places I'm not afraid of sneaking into, but the zoo is not one of them for some reason.
After hours?
Yeah, I don't know.
That'd be
It'd be
weird.
Dark and bizarre and quiet. You just hear the sound of animals. I mean, do they have... I'm guessing we're giving people ideas.
There's some that are probably nocturnal. You know, like there's some that's like, all right, let's do this. Like, well, I would imagine the desert dome, things like that, like would have maybe a pretty active
I've been in the jungle, the Lee jungle at night when they had an event of some sort. You know, they have that night thing. Mm-hmm. And that is another reason why I would never go in there at night to sneak in, because the bats come out to play.
The freaks come out at night.
Oh, they come out. Bats come out by the thousands and just clean that thing up. And I've always wondered, where are the bats? And then the last time I went, we're walking through and I look down and I'm like, there's literally just piles of them just hanging on a wall waiting for night to hit.
God help us.
Yeah, that would stop me from going into there.
Yeah.
But if you know what, Jackie,
I told you I ran into all those bats in the cave in Arkansas when we went in that cave house, and it was in November, and so they're like hibernating.
No.
So like those bats on the wall hadn't eaten anything since like last spring.
Oh, that's scary.
So when I woke them up, they were like, they were like, I'm so weak. They just fell off the wall.
Coming
gross
for us
and started crawling.
They didn't have any energy.
Bats are gross. I would never injure them. I would never hurt them, but gosh, something about that.
It's like waking up a bear in the middle of winter. Think how hungry he is.
Their faces are so cute, though.
They're human
like. They've got the cutest little noses.
I just think the wings get me when they crawl, you know, because they can't walk. I mean,
no, they definitely have. It's a weird, like, you know, when God was creating the animals, there's some animals that he made where it's like the platypus, where it's like, you know, duck bill on a mammal. You're like, what were you doing? He's like, I don't know. Just trying stuff out. Just getting things going.
You know, bats are kind of like that. Jeff, you don't need a monkey as a pet. You need a bat.
Google search bats are cute.
Okay.
They are.
And bats, you'll come up with a whole montage of if you think bats are
they
scary.
Yawn. They're
these
so
pics
sweet.
Will change your mind. They look like their faces look like tiny bears.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They're adorable. Right.
Look at that one on the far left where he looks like a tiny bear face. It's a little bat.
Little guy. Oh, he's tiny. He's the size of a fingernail.
Oh, yeah. Some of them are really tiny. I mean, you know, like the fruit bats and stuff like that, they don't get all that big. And they're just, you know, they're just hanging out. They just want to eat some fruit. They don't want to bother you.
It's the vampire bats that get me. Those are the ones that... latch
turn you
on.
Into a vampire? Yeah, no, I get it.
Didn't we blame COVID on a bat for a while?
I think so. We always do. We always do. Bats are like, hey, not me. I'm just trying to hang out in my dark cave eating bugs. I'm blind, by the way.
Oh, my gosh. This one is yawning. Their tongues are so cute. They're like these long little slivers.
Yeah, look at
that. Oh, buddies. Kids, we got a bat.
I mean, do people get them as pets?
I was just going to ask that.
You could probably have,
need to find out. I mean, geez. Look at
If you can have, I mean, we talked about this yesterday, the exotic pets and what's allowed. Like, if you can have a monkey, why wouldn't you be able to have a bat? Look, you know?
This thing just became humanized. It's hugging a stuffed animal.
Yeah, it's adorable. there are really cute ones. And that's what I'm saying. Like, they've got, I love their little noses.
That's probably a mood killer if you bring a date home and she realizes you have a bat. It's like, how old are you?
Well, you can't have just one. You're going to have to get a few for friends.
Guy with bat also has snake.
And rat.
Those are all pets you have only in your 20s.
And a rat. Don't forget that. Some albino rat.
Or a ferret.
That he lets out. You're like, please don't let the rat out. He's like, he's really friendly. I'm like, it's still a rodent.
Well, I do some research. Why not if we can have bats as pets? I know you found out about the monkeys.
Monkeys.
Uh-huh. I would love it. Jeff, I would probably come over all the time, knock on your door.
Well, there's a strike column. There we go. Wanted to get him off of that.
I don't want a bat.
I love this. Cutest bat. Which bat species is the cutest in the world?
You've changed me. His little hands. He has those little long fingers. I mean, now I like them. Right.
Oh, my God. Look up the northern ghost bat.
Northern
ghost bat. These guys are tiny, and they're white, and they're furry. They're just little guys. Ooh, buddy.
Look at that.
Look at that cute little face.
Little bat. Come over here. Yeah, look at that. I want a little bat. Not the vampire bat. I don't want that thing. That thing weirds me out a little
bit. Yeah, you don't want that one, but I know what you're saying.
Yeah, all right. We're going to get to Molly's Minute coming up next. Your calls, by the way, we'll take them. You want to jump in. You know, Jackie's gotten attacked or bitten by a tiger. We want her, but Molly, what's coming up? What's up?
Will Smith teaming up with Martin Lawrence. The Bad Boys are back.
Are they? All right, that's next. Hang on.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1. You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
Bad Boys, how many are there now?
Four.
This would be number four with
this
Will
would be
Smith.
The fourth, yes. Okay. And Will Smith and Martin Lawrence decided to go ahead and put up a clip on social media, saying that they've got an announcement and it's about time for Bad Boys for Life. So it's in pre-production. We don't have any more details than that, but it seems like Martin Lawrence and Will Smith are getting the gang back together.
Looks like Martin looks pretty good. We haven't seen Martin Lawrence in a while.
No, he is sort of laid low. And I don't know, you know, if that's just a good thing. I mean, there was a while there where he was a little concerning.
He was like yelling at traffic and stuff. Yeah. I think he had a drug problem, too.
Yeah, some issues. Here they are.
All right, hold on. I'm going to give y'all a hint. Oh, that's my jaw.
It's about that time.
Money Mo! What up, man? Hey, it's about that time. It's official, y'all.
Y'all know what it is, right?
It's official. Bad boys for life, baby.
He's so excited. He's like,
that's totally what Will Smith needs is a comedy.
Yes, he does. Yes.
We all look at him as too serious.
I'm with you. The Emancipation that came out after, you know, all the controversy and all that stuff. Yeah, you're right.
Is that thing streaming or do you got to buy it?
It was streaming for while, but then it kind of disappeared. Here. Is it still there, Molly?
I think it's Apple. Yeah, because it's an Apple property. So it's available at any time. Like, that was sort of the thing that was interesting about Everything Everywhere All at Once. That's an Apple one. And you can just, like, go ahead and stream it. So there's ones that are just
You could stream that without paying for it?
Yeah, if you have Apple TV.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I watched it just the other night. And that was a crazy movie.
He's realizing that he bought a movie he didn't have to.
Absolutely. I know. Damn it.
You always got to ask first.
You would know.
Well, you can ask me, but also just, I always hit like Siri, like on my Apple TV.
Yeah.
And I'll just say the name of the title and it'll pull it up and find all the different platforms it's on. And then if it's like free, I'm like, sweet.
All right. Yeah,
if I have to buy it, then I just wait. DC rolled out their next chapter, the DC Universe. You know, they're constantly going neck and neck with Marvel. But Matt Reeves is going to be back with The Batman 2. and it's going to be coming out October 2025. So it'll be a little bit of a wait, but Robert Pattinson, I guess he will be back. He will reprise his role as Bruce Wayne, a.k.a. Batman.
He was pretty good.
You did see the... Yeah. I guess I didn't see the whole thing.
Man, that movie is a mood.
Yes.
Is it
really? Is very much. Yeah, it's very emo. Like, if you... It's interesting, the different incarnations of Batman. You know, like, you've got the different kind of... You've got the Playboy Batman. You've got the moody Batman. And this is, like, the total, like, I'm in my room, Mom, kind of Batman.
Yeah, but it's kind of good, like, when he shows up at the crime scene and all the cops, everybody hates him.
Yeah.
They do a really good POV. Like, you're looking from his perspective, walking in the room slowly, and everyone's looking like, freak.
Yes.
Like, get out of here, you psychopath.
Yeah.
He's super intense. You know when Batman shows up?
Yes, always. I just recently saw him due to your recommendation on The King. Great movie, by the way. But God, he's such a weird guy.
Robert Pattinson's a good actor, man.
Absolutely. He just got into a different character. He was fun to watch. Just weird. Have you seen that one yet, Molly?
I have not, and it's got my other boyfriend, Timothy Chalamet, in it.
There you go. You can have a little threesome there. They're all in there.
Hey.
You know, there's two of them and you. You can watch it together.
And a sword fight.
Yeah. My God.
There's a sword fight.
A lot of sword fighting.
I can't tell if we're really talking about sword fighting or if we're talking about sword fighting.
They're like, Molly, you want to jump in on this sword fight?
I'm good.
They're in the mud. It's like a
bowl of worms.
It's a bowl of worms. We got everything.
Yes. So there's going to be a whole new Batman movie out. And I guess the DC Universe will carry on with Shazam. They've got that Shazam sequel coming out, I think, next month.
Shazam!
There's going to be a new Aquaman film this year.
Ooh,
so
Aquaman.
We're going to see some Jason Momoa.
So you always liked to be the Flash growing up. I always imagined being Aquaman. We'd be a great team, Jeff. You'd be super fast.
Why did you want to be Aquaman?
I don't know.
Because I don't really remember Aquaman when we were kids. What did he do?
He was a weird mer guy. He was always walking around in the League of Justice with that weird green mer outfit on.
Yeah.
I never was a fan. I always thought it was a weird look.
Well, hey, how dare you?
I mean, did you want to live under the water?
No, I just wanted to swim like that. I wanted to hold my breath and swim amongst the other fishes. You know, that's it. Save people if they had issues. I'd be hanging out with mermaids, which I'm pretty sure they're all very unattractive fish looking things.
Do you have to think that mermaids are I mean they're supposed to be the sirens of the sea? Gorgeous.
Supposed to be.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, just saying. Don't run down the mer ladies.
Sounds like you wanted to be a mer lady yourself.
Nah, I never wanted to be a fish.
Fish
are cold and bleh.
Okay.
I'd be like Catwoman. That would be more my thing.
I can see that all day long. Molly the Cat Lady. All right. We got what's trending coming up next.
All right. We have a new sound to fall asleep to. Move over white noise and make room for green.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.